I thought I'd like to start with a little bit of advice from Venerable Geshe-la in How to Understand the Mind, where he's talking about the faults of attachment. And there is this wonderful description of why we are trapped in this cycle of impure life, while we're still on the treadmill. We're still like a hamster going around and round and round. He says, in the sutras, Buddha says that living beings are bound within the prison of samsara by the rope of desirous attachment. Okay, this is our uncontrolled desire for all of our objects of attachment. It is like a rope that is binding us into this, keeping us locked in this prison of contaminated life, samsara, where we're suffering all the time. And then he says, so please, if you have chance, you can look at this and try to memorize the beautiful dependently related connection between these sentences. He says, the reason that we experience suffering and problems is that we remain in samsara. Okay, so there are many reasons, but we can say the fundamental reason is that we're still in this impure life. Even as a human being, it's impure. We're experiencing suffering. So the reason we're experiencing suffering and problems, any suffering, any problem, any slight heartache or worry, is because we're in samsara. The reason that we experience suffering and problems, the reason we remain in samsara is that we've made no efforts to escape. Okay, you may be thinking, yes, I have, I've made a little bit of effort. Well, okay, we may have made a little bit of effort, but we haven't escaped. The reason we remain here is because we haven't put enough effort in to escape. And the reason we have made no effort, or little effort, is to escape, is that we have no wish to escape. We have no wish. If you check, in reality, we have no wish. This class is difficult for you to listen to because we really have no wish to listen to these teachings. We don't want to hear it, you know. And the reason that we have no wish to escape is that we're so strongly attached to the places, the bodies, the enjoyments of samsara. Sorry, the places, the enjoyments and the bodies. The places, enjoyments and bodies. We're so strongly attached to these objects. So we understand pretty easily about attachment to bodies. We're very attached to our own body and others' bodies, and we understand about attachment to enjoyments. But what about places? How do you know that we're attached to places? Well, just try moving from the place where you've settled down. Just move away, go somewhere else, and see this strong attachment in your mind for the previous place, even though previously you hated it, the other place. In reality, we had attachment for it too. So this is a poisonous mind. Attachment has no good qualities. It is not our friend. It is a delusion. Its function is to harm us. Okay? And the reason we don't like listening to this is because when attachment manifests strongly in our mind, it usually is accompanied with pleasant feelings. Pleasant feelings. So we associate attachment, which is actually a dangerous delusion, with pleasant feelings. Yeah? So we think to ourselves, well, if I get rid of my attachment, I won't have any more pleasant feelings, which is completely ignorant, is wrong. If we get rid of our attachment, we will have blissful, uncontaminated pleasant feelings. So anyway, I just wanted to start with that because attachment is our worst enemy. So it's the real reason. Geshe-la says, he ends this by saying, I'll just finish it off. He says, therefore attachment is the root of all our suffering and problems. Okay? Whatever problem you've got, it's coming from this root of attachment. We say sometimes the root of self-grasping ignorance, but practically speaking, it's our uncontrolled desire that is the problem. And that is what is keeping us suffering. It's what is keeping us in samsara.